Reached by phone at the hospital ward in Nairobi, Alwell James Deng says 3 days ago she had an emergency delivery which forced her to be admitted to Rwai Family Hospital, where she gave birth to twins. On Thursday, Deng says the hospital served her with a medical bill totaling 1.4 million Kenya shillings.
The most painful part is this has to be treated like you're not a human being, you know. How could a bill of 3 days become, I mean, $13,000? It doesn't make sense. So I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken because the father of the kid left me.
The 30-year-old mother says after all her attempts to contact relatives and ask them to intervene failed, she turned to social media to tell her story. An official in charge of client relations at the hospital confirmed to this program that a South Sudanese woman gave birth to twins at the hospital 3 days ago and she is not able to pay her bills. But the official declined to comment further, saying he is not authorized to speak to the media. Joel Ajongo, South Sudan ambassador to Kenya, says he is aware of a South Sudanese woman who has given birth to twins at the hospital.
This is purely a family issue. A girl who is married to a Kenyan who delivered at the hospital. We don't even know the details of why would the bill would kick to 13,000, as if somebody have done like a heart operation or even a neurological operation. Embassies can do nothing. What is required about these embassies? Always we come to assist our nationals when they are stressed, when they are legal issues, but not medical bills, which is more or less something to do with the, you know, maternity.
Deng is asking well wishers for support.
This is a real story. There's no con man. There's no con woman. I'm a true. And I'm seeking help for my people, my South Sudanese people.
Someone who identified himself as Chelsea Bidal has started a GoFundMe, a social media fundraising platform to help Deng raise money to pay her medical bills. At press time, GoFundMe account had only $63 out of $15,000 set as the target. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.